Devin and I play Vril.
Emil as Bug.
Us as Schnorkheim, the Wandering Whisperer.
Lisa as Florian Day.
I'm Joe, I'm the Dungeon Master, and welcome to Poorly Drawn Maps.
Nice.
Okay. Perfect timing.
As in, we don't need to click on the OnWeCaster link. Oh, there we go.
Calm down, boss. Oh my god. Calm your angry, crusty old man titties.
They gotta.
You have no idea how crusty they are.
What gets in underneath those titties?
Oh, God.
So gross.
Schnorkheim should get +2 to his carrying weight, one for each crusty titty. You just tuck some shit underneath there.
That's funny.
And it stays because of the friction.
Yeah.
By the crust of old Schnorkheim's titties, I think he's there.
All right. I'll start reading the recap. If Lisa and Boss want to get into roll 20, and we can get things started. No, I don't see you guys in there yet.
I'll be right in
okay.
there.
Okay. Awesome.
I just had a hit launch game.
That's fine. Alrighty.
Here we are.
Yeah. So, as a recap. So last session, one of the things that we started off with was that Schnorkheim went out of the city to go check out the lake in the forest. And as he was meditating, he feels the presence of a large spirit in the lake. The spirit tells him that something is taking power from it and moving it into the city. He turns into a catfish to explore the lake some more. He learns that the spirit is one of the oldest spirits he has ever met and might be the spirit of water itself, and the energy under the city feels like earth spirits. He returns to the group and explains what he finds to everyone. As people are preparing for the night, Sherry asks Bugs to try to talk to Vril to see what kind of info he has. The talk goes as expected and somehow ends with Florian Day sulking. Sherry takes the lead and hands out healing potions and talks to Bug to plan an ambush for the cult. You make your way over to the same warehouse Bug found them at before. They are able to find the cult, but the cult had brought some acolytes and mages with them this time. Bug tries to eavesdrop on them and overhears that the Golden Spiral is being encouraged to buy magic items from the tower. Bug gets the fight started as he takes out two acolytes. Three of the cult members try to get out during the confusion. Importantly, you see a tabaxi that is healing other people. You see Geo Dawngrazer with a small wand. And the star-masked human summons a magic staff as they're trying to escape. A dwarf with an iron mask stays behind and gets in a fight with Vril. Vril is able to overcome the dwarf with some healing from Florian. An unfortunate fireball hits him and Vril dies. As Vril passes the black gate, the shadow magic fades from his dagger. The spirit of the ogre Fred grabs the dagger and runs. Nobody knows why. Schnorkheim notices the ogre as a monstrosity that takes in spirit energy around them. Bug tries to kill the last mage, but the mage casts a spell and gives up his own life to wake up the dwarf. The dwarf tries to leave, but Bug hits him to prevent him from leaving. As a last effort, the dwarf removes his face and transforms into a salamander. Bug and Sherry manage to get the last hit on the salamander, and everybody is feeling down, limping, and worse for wear at the end of this fight. Once the fighting stops, Sherry organized the group to remove Vril's body and the salamanders. As you guys examine the salamander's body, it starts to glow in a strange light. Through his spirit magic, Schnorkheim learns about the cult going to betray the tower and the Golden Spiral. In remembrance of Vril, he decides to keep this important piece of information to himself.
What?
Yeah.
Yes. Sherry organizes everyone to make their way back to the safe house, where they're able to take more time to figure things out and what to do. Over the trip over, the city guard moves into high alert to find them people responsible for the murders. Varel's belongings are left at the safe house as the body is sent to the Orc District to be cremated in the traditional Orc manner. The group each takes a nipple ring as a reminder of Varel. The body of the salamander continues to glow as they take it out of the city. During the examination, the group realizes that the Will-O-Wisp are dead salamanders and that Florian's fiddle is somehow related to them. Schnorkheim uses his magic to send the spirit of the salamander off, and the spirit gets pulled into the collection of earth energy under the city. The body dissolves into sand, and the group heads back to the safe house to eat their feelings. And that's where we are, back at the safe house. I'm imagining, like, last time with the fight and this body hustle and everything, you guys probably don't get back to the safe house till pretty early in the morning. So I'm imagining that you guys probably start this day off probably around midday, even just for like drinking, for actually sleeping and resting and stuff. So how does that sound for everyone?
You're saying like we got there pretty late and now we're
passed out, possibly just waking up late in the day.
I think this is probably about, what do you guys think? Like maybe around midday or so for wake up? Because I'm imagining disposing the body outside the city, getting back in, took a lot of time and stuff. So then where we are time-wise right now is the third day you guys are in the city, and tomorrow is the festival for you guys. So. Ooh-wee. And one of the things we wanted to establish again, Sherry goes up to Florian and goes, "So, Florian, I know you said before, but I think you mentioned that your parents were doing a masquerade tonight."
Wait, I'm a little confused.
Yes, what's up?
Tomorrow's the festival?
Tomorrow is like the big like firework display for the festival. Like the festival's kind of been like this week-long thing, rolling party type thing, and then the next day is going to be where like the giants, like huge like firework, you guys have heard fireworks going off and stuff the next day and stuff for like the actual celebration of what the spring equinox it would be, right? Because this is a fertility festival.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought, yes. Okay. All right. I guess I had my memory crossed a little bit there. Sorry.
That's okay. The time got a little squished, I think. So, because like some of our sessions were only like maybe half days at a time for a while. So I think that's why it feels like it should be further along. But.
Okay. Because I thought that the people who we saw last session with the dwarf who ended up becoming a salamander, I thought that was going to happen the night before the festival.
I don't think so. I can check my times again. Hang on.
It's okay.
Let's see.
Doesn't really matter. Cult
meeting.
We lost a lot of time in mourning.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, okay, here, so not last session, but the session before that was where when Boss wasn't here was about like midday when he was learning stuff. And then the last session was kind of like the afternoon towards sunset where he was out wandering the lake. And then when you guys came back, then you guys got ready to go get the cults that day. So it was all like really close together time wise.
Busy day.
Very busy. Yeah.
Now that guy travels.
He does get around, but that's why, like, I mean, you guys, yeah, exactly. But, yeah. So, I mean, Sherry just kind of brings up though to Florian that, bumped my microphone. So Florian, I think you mentioned before that your parents are doing a, masquerade tonight. Do you think that this will be a distraction enough for us to sneak back into under their, your house, or? What do you think? What does everybody think? Do we still want to do tunnel under the tower?
All I know is that Varel didn't die for nothing, and we're going to make sure that this cult does guess what's coming to them. Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah.
Great. What does that mean? What does that mean, though? Like, are we going to get in?
I don't know. I think I heard him saying something about some items. Sounds like they need them. So how about we get them instead?
Items? Who mentioned items?
I thought you did, didn't.
Well,
you?
Actually, yeah, character. I'm wondering about items.
just out of character, Joe, didn't you say during the recap that I overheard something about them talking about some items that they needed from that they wanted to purchase from the Magic Tower or whatever?
Yes, you did. You're right. My bad. So yeah. So Sherry just mentions like, yeah, it sounds like, I guess you're right. I guess they have some, it seems like the tower's got some really expensive stuff and really important stuff in there. So.
Oh, are those the very special items?
Possibly. Yeah.
We're going to make those lizards pay.
Yeah. Out of character, since I've been talking to all you guys about finding some certain magic items and stuff, they're all going to be, if you go from Foriande's house in the tunnel underground to the tower, under the tower was going to be where they were. So.
Wow. That was a lot of information.
Well, I want to go there anyways.
Right.
He's trying very hard to bring us there, that's for sure.
Yeah, it sure seems that way. Florian takes her hand on the table and says,
listen, Listen, I thought this was the plan the whole time, so I was planning for this. But if you guys want to do something else, I mean, we can do something else.
Winkletoes seems to know some stuff.
Guys, anyway, Florian slams her hand on the table and says, we're digging this. We're going, guys. This is how we're doing it. We
great.
Not doing it this way. So
I think it's a good opportunity.
And it's kind of the only way we know in, isn't it?
It is certainly the only successful way that's been in.
They're definitely not going to let me in through the front door. I've tried that already.
No.
Yeah, you've tried that. That didn't go so good.
Is that what you call it? You tried to get in the front door? Is that what you're calling it now?
I mean, that's what the picture would say.
The picture says you stumbled in. I don't know.
Purposefully or on accident? No one will ever know.
As a witness to the scene, I say it was more of a stumble.
Great. Okay, well then, Florian, what goes on typically at your family's masquerade? Like, how does this look?
Doesn't go on at those masquerades.
What type of dress do I need to wear?
Oh.
I guess that's another question as well, because we saw Bug fuck up picking the lock, and we could try his route again, or we can sneak into the party, get the keys out of the safes that you said were there, and use those. Or we can try to have Bug pick the lock again.
Locks stand no chance against my deft hands.
More like a deft hand stand no chance against locks. I don't trust him, Sherry.
Oh, come on. I just need one more chance. I'll channel my inner Varel and I'll punch the lock open.
Yeah, I'd give him a chance.
See, he understands. Sure comes with me.
Bug, I just want to remind you too, the last time you inspected the lock, the reason why it went off is because you didn't have the key. Any attempts to open it without the key set off the alarm. So
that's probably a very good reason for people to dissuade me from doing this.
Yeah. You knew that. Sure, I told you that. And you tried to do it anyway.
Don't encourage Bug, you crusty old man.
Where's your sense of adventure?
Bug's incorrigible without him. It's fine. All right, well then.
Or incorrigible.
Yeah. All right, well then, what's the plan, I guess? What do we need to get ready to go in tonight? And
I'm ready right now. Let's go. I got my cloak. I'm ready.
Do we want to try to go now before the party really sets up? That might sneak in.
I really like the idea of actually getting the key, so we would probably have to get ready.
Well, and Sherry's now asked, since Bug is so gung-ho about it, Sherry's asking, do we try to go now while the party's still setting up, or do we try to go later once so there's a bunch of people there?
So the question is basically blend in later?
Kinda, because especially if, maybe. I mean, if it's a masquerade too, it may be a little easier to try to get around, but you know, well, it's up to you guys. How are you feeling? What times?
I'm feeling the masquerade.
Okay.
Do I think that makes your sense. Parents know any halflings that go to these masquerades? Otherwise, I'm going to stick out.
Well,
we're gonna stick out.
Yeah.
Well, Snarkheim, you're gonna stink. You're gonna stick out because you haven't bathed in months. It smells like there are absolutely halflings in the city. That part won't be a problem.
And there's also some you know, entertainers of diminutive size.
Right. Right.
What are you trying to say?
They hire midgets for fun.
Midgets? Is that what we are to you?
That's what they call them. They're such assholes. I told you.
About them.
So I try to be nice about it. You called me out.
Great. Your parents are slightly racist against halflings. So
they
fun.
Sure are.
Okay.
So
write that down.
Maybe steer clear of a midget if you can.
Well, you know what? I got my cloak. Snorkheim, I think you'll be just fine.
Also,
go as someone's pet.
Oh,
Florian's parents actually, racist. Check.
Also, yeah, Snorkheim, if you want to transform into something small, we can get you around much easier into the house. That might not, it's not a bad idea.
You I always go have good as ideas. My beloved
that,
pet.
No.
Did you say no?
I always have some good ideas.
No, I said no to Bugs. Always has good ideas. Snark, I'm going as a pet, maybe, because that depends. Where is that pet from originally? Is it from the Delta or is it from somewhere else? Because I thought it was a goat sheep sort of thing. So I was imagining it was from like the hills and stuff. So that's not. He can't transform into that. But maybe he can transform into some other little furry creature that lives in the Delta.
Ooh, or maybe he could transform
into like a beaver.
What if you transformed into the big fish that's for dinner and someone dressed as a chef and carried you in?
That seems like if we're going to go in as the masquerade, that may not work. I think we'll have to, I think as like, maybe, can you do like a little like ferret or a squirrel or something that lives in the Delta? Maybe we could do one of those. Keep you in a little purse or something.
I could probably try to be an otter.
That'd be fun. That would be fun.
A trained otter.
How big are otters?
Small otters. I'm a halfling. I'm a halfling otter.
Good point, you're a halfling otter.
Let's see.
Otters are like 3 feet long.
Wait. Is something going to be weird? Because the people, he has his tail, right?
Yes.
So you're going to be an otter with a wolf snout? No one else is going to notice that?
Yeah.
He's exotic.
It actually will blend okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too far off. But like, is it the full wolf snout or is it just like the little black nose?
It's more, I thought more like a gray nose.
Okay. But like, is it the whole snout, like your whole jaw and nose and everything extends? Or is it just like the little like front bit without the fur?
Well, it's just the nose and just this tiny amount of fur.
Okay. For an otter, you can hide that pretty well. The average adult's otter is the otter's length, their average adult size is 2 feet to 6 feet in length.
Yeah. So we could say I'm at the 2 feet size.
Yeah, and that's like the length too, from nose to tail. So like you can definitely be pretty small.
There's some big otters out there then.
There's some big fucking otters out there.
Yeah, I didn't even realize 6 feet. Dang.
Cool.
Big old river otter. I like that. Okay.
Where am I? I'm going in a purse.
Yeah, we'll have to get you a bag. I think that'd be pretty easy. We could have Florian carry it. Or maybe I'll carry it too if we have to. We'll figure it out. We'll get all you something. Right. But what about everybody else though? We need outfits. And Florian, what type of mask do people usually wear at this? Is it just a variety? Do they have a style?
It's a pretty good variety. It looks like dragons are really popular theme this year in the fertility festival, so I would imagine that some people have picked up on that and have styled their costumes as such. There's usually, you know, people take after predator or prey, and there's actually some secret language that happens, because if you remember, I mentioned as part of this masquerade, there's a clandestine event at the end that involves nudity and pleasure.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I didn't. and
a real Eyes Wide Shut type of thing.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. And there's some language for what role you want to take. So if you're a predator, you're the aggressor or top.
Oh my god.
Depending on what type of interaction we're talking about. And if you wear something that's typically prey, then it goes the other way.
What if, what about somebody who just wants to watch?
An owl? No, let's see. Well, because there is definitely a middle ground as well, but it's
usually,
it's usually that they don't mind in either way.
Go as a plant.
Go as a plant.
as a cactus. No one wants to eat a cactus, but they don't eat anything either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just get a mask with a giant A on the top of it. Like, leave me alone.
Adulterer.
Or ace, I was thinking. Just not interested.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Like asexual?
Yes, basically.
Got it. What watches?
I mean, I like your owl idea might be on point.
But it's a predator.
It is kind of a predator for sure.
Yeah. You can't go as a plant because it would look wrong.
If everything goes right, we should be out of their way before this whole night orgy starts anyways, right?
I think so. We may want to do predator just so more people just leave us alone. Because if we're all wearing prey masks, then we may get a lot of people bothering us. So maybe we'll just go that direction.
We could go a more... some people tend to take a more tangential approach. I have seen someone go as a hyena or a vulture, which is interesting because they're scavengers.
Hey, Florian?
Yes?
When you were living with your parents, did you participate in all of this?
Define participate.
How do you know so much about what's going to happen?
I feel like there's a move here, like parlay or something.
What are you trying to do, I guess? Like trying to remember something? Because if you're just trying to consult your accumulated knowledge, that's just a spout lore.
There's some things that she'd rather not remember or talk about here.
Sure, yeah, I bet.
And she wants to try to avoid answering if she can.
Okay.
But of course, Sherry is probably wily in the ways of torture and questioning, so she's probably not going to get very far.
Sherry's your friend, though. What's her loyalty at? Her loyalty's at a +1 right now, so she's feeling friendly towards you guys, at least. So, I mean, if you say I don't want to say, I mean, I don't see any reason why she would keep pushing the question.
Oh, but of course we want to hear the backstory. You have to tease it out of Florian.
I thought you always just, like, fantasized and, like, watched, like, from, like, the stair balusters and, like, from far away, like always, like fantasize. Oh, I want to wear this kind of mask when I grow up.
And then they send her away for when things turn or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
What's Didn't that? We draw a map of the upstairs in the house? Can we look
Yes.
at that?
Hang on. Let me find it.
Thank you, good sir.
Okay, here we go.
By the way, did you guys see my comment about Geodon Grazer's small wand?
Oh, no, I didn't. Where'd you say that?
In roleplay, I just said, it would be a small wand.
Very funny.
Yes, his wand is. I guess I missed the reference.
So.
There we are.
Yep.
That's where I grew up. Yup, yup.
Delete that. Okay. So you guys are over there. Where was everybody else? I had more tokens. Oh, well, I'll find you guys in a minute. Okay, but yeah, so last time we were here, we talked about how the master bedroom, which is this one, had a safe in it, and the office had a safe in it as well. So yeah. Luckily, you guys have two thieves in your party, so you guys could easily split and one person go to one room, one person go to the other, and grab, try to find what you need. Yeah, so... We can try to figure that out. But was there anything else you wanted to add to all this, though?
Well, I'm now that I'm looking at this, I remember something interesting about this little room in the middle.
Uh-huh.
What was there about this room, this little room?
This one right behind your parents' bedroom?
Between the nanny and the master bedroom.
That was like a little half wall for like their giant bathroom sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thought there was something weird, like, I might be remembering stuff I didn't actually speak on.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, now would be the time if you wanted to add something.
Well, I was thinking that Florian, I think in a previous session, I mentioned that she could overhear things.
Yes, you did, which is why she moved rooms from where the nanny is now over to the other side. You mentioned that. Well, you implicated that you were hearing sex things, but that's why you moved. Yes. But was there something else then?
Could be that Florian heard those things and then maybe made a little hole in the wall and watched those things. And then felt ashamed and moved rooms to protect her own sanity or something. I don't know.
Okay. Wow. We're learning a lot about Florian.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Childhood trauma.
Yeah, exactly.
Self-induced. Therapist.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can make it worse.
No, please don't.
Nope. Okay.
I'm begging you.
You got it.
Okay, so we're back over in the bigger city now on the maps. But so I guess this would be the time, though, that we would need to go do a little shopping and stuff to prepare for the evening where we're going to be doing the heist and everything. So, or the break-in. So if you guys need any supplies, regular supplies and stuff, this would be the time to get it. And then we'll have to spend a little bit of time and gold to get some outfits if you guys need anything. Bug, it sounds like you're just going to be invisible the whole time, or was that your plan?
Yeah, I was probably going to go invisible, and that was kind of what I was thinking.
Okay, so then it sounds like Florian and Sherry just need outfits then to kind of sneak in, masks and stuff to blend in. Great, okay. We can do that.
So everyone's going shopping, right?
This would be the time, yes.
And,
Is there some sort of equipment and stuff you would like to get?
Well, I have the mask, and I don't think that I've ever actually tried on the mask. So, like, yes, I have this move in my, you know, move list, whatever. But I don't think in story, like, I've really done anything with the mask. I don't really know how to work it yet. Like, it's just kind of this weird mask that I have now and have not really – I haven't tried it out, you know, basically.
Okay. I kind of thought about it a little bit in case like other people wanted to try to use these and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think this would just be either like a constitution or an intelligence roll to put the mask on.
Okay.
So we can start there and see kind of how it goes. And then just after that, like, I kind of know what to expect now. I can wear this or something. Maybe something happens and it's just you. But yeah, how are you feeling?
I was thinking like I was just going to go to the store with everyone and make my general supplies, get my general supplies, whatever. Yeah. And then, like, as everyone else is finishing up, I'd go sulk in a corner and look at the mask and maybe think about it.
Okay.
And yeah, try it out.
We can do that. Then in that case, though, yeah, everybody think about, like, kind of like the basic stuff in the book that you guys would want to get. Because, like, this would be the time, like, if you need to, like, restock on any sort of, like, items, like throwing daggers or bows and arrows and stuff, this would be the time to do that. Yeah. I should also say, too, Varel has 275 gold, so he's got the money to cover anything that we need to buy from this.
Thank you, Varel.
Yes.
And Varel's wonderful name.
Do we all get to split that? I was just wondering if I don't think I have any gold.
No, you don't. So yeah, you can definitely, ooh, we can give the majority of it to you as people go shopping. That. Okay.
I need to step away for 100. A moment. I'll be right back. I definitely want arrows and some healing potions.
Well, sure. Since we're in the store, I'll get some stuff real fast.
All right. Let's say, so of the 275, let's give 100 to Snarkheim to start, or
sure, it's fine.
Okay, that sounds good. And then the rest of the 175, we can divide up and stuff. So okay.
I'll be right back.
Great. Okay.
30 seconds.
All right. So, the throwing daggers, I can have up to 3, right?
Yeah, they come with 3 uses. So,
okay, so I'd like to go ahead and
It's ammo 3 for those. So
yeah. So I think I have 1 left right now.
Okay.
Or something. So I need to get 2 more.
I have 1 left for my bundle of arrows. He doesn't happen to have any of those though, does he?
Did you? No, you can definitely find somebody in the city to get it. Like, this is a giant city. So if you're looking for, like, just like a regular item sort of thing, then you could definitely find those in the city. Like, if you look in the book on page 324, there's a list of weapons and stuff. All of these are available in the city if you're interested in getting them. So okay.
Is this all limited to 3 ammo for the bundle of arrows?
Yes, because the way the ammo works is that unless you either fail to roll or took the option to waste ammo on a 7 and 9, you don't lose ammo. So, like, it's not that you only have 3 arrows with you. It's abstract. It's the movie thing of, like, suddenly, oh, shoot, I'm on my last arrow now. But it's, like, all that you were shooting 20, 30 before just fine, so it doesn't matter. And if you keep succeeding on it and you don't fail rolls, then you can continue using your arrows and stuff.
As long as you succeed.
As long as you succeed, just keep rolling those 7 pluses. But yeah, so Emil, throwing daggers are 1 coin for
each.
1 coin each, yes.
Wow, so that's 2 coins for 2 daggers. That's such a deal.
Yeah, such a steal. You can probably you can get 3 if you want. Let's say, I mean.
Well, I mean, I thought 3 was the max you could have at a time.
Oh, for ammo, you're right. It is. So you have 1 right now. Okay. Yeah. Get 2. So okay. Spend the 2.
So I got
2.
Now I have 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was there anything else?
I'd like to get some healing potions.
Healing potions are 50 coins.
50 coins. I'm gonna go for 3 of them.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Dude. I have 197.
147
left.
Extra money. Everybody got 58 coins. Bug and Florian got 58 coins of the 3-way divide, and then we gave Snarkheim 100. So, and Sherry has quite a bit as well. So, if you guys need some extra, you can talk to her as well.
How much again? 58 I got?
Yeah, 58.
So, I got adventuring gear. That's usually 3 uses, right?
Should be more, should be 5.
Okay, so you have to buy more uses then?
Yeah, so it's 5 uses, 20 coin, 1 weight.
What if I only need 4 uses? Can I get a deal?
No, you buy them as a bag, I think. Yeah, you just buy them as a bag.
All right, I'll do it. I'll spend 20 coin on that.
You'd be a bag holder.
The
holder of bags.
And then I have right now... When I prepare my poisons, it's 3 uses usually, right?
You don't. You haven't had time to repair any new ones, at least. So maybe actually, we have time to repair it now. So yeah, we can say that you have three uses of your poison again.
Okay, because I was gonna say I was gonna go shopping for ingredients for the oil tajit and Tripin's Tears.
Sure. Okay.
So then I have three uses for each. And if it costs me some money to do that, let me know. I'll just detract some more money for some herbs and whatever it took me to buy.
If you're just making the oil tajit, I believe in the move, you just have all the stuff for it.
Okay. Well, there's also the serpent's tears because it was used against me at one point. So now I can use it. No. Right? That's like this thing.
No. What? No.
Wait, who gave me? Why did I have serpent's tears?
You got it from Sherry one day.
Oh, so I only have the one use left then.
Okay. Yes. But yeah, you can't, that will cost you to make. But the, for poisoner, whenever you have time to gather material in a safe place to brew, you can make three uses of the poison you choose for free. So if as long as you're making just the oil of Taji, you can just make three, no problem. So you can do that. Florian, you said you wanted some stuff as well. What were you looking at?
Yes, I would like some more arrows.
Great, okay. This city, you can definitely get the bundle of arrows or even the elven arrows.
Oh. I'm wondering what the benefit is of the elven arrows.
And where are you looking?
In the book. We're just looking in the book for page 324. So the bundle of arrows, it just seems like the biggest difference is that for the elven arrows versus the bundle of arrows is that you get one additional ammo, so you can be able to shoot more. You're able to fail more at shooting without worrying so much about it. It does cost significantly more.
I see. So you can only hold up to three ammo with the bundle of arrows, but you can have four ammo with the elven arrows?
Yes. And the cost...
But it costs a lot more.
Well, it's one coin versus 20 coin, so yeah. Yeah. So there's definitely a significance there.
But maybe the elven arrows work well against certain creatures, like, oh, this can only pierce this monster.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. These are just regular elvish-style arrows. I don't know why you would suggest something like that.
Because, I don't know, I want to own them just to own them, even though they're so much more expensive.
He's trying to talk himself into it.
You can ask Sherry for coin. She has a ton of money to help you guys out if you want.
Well, I'll get some elven arrows.
Okay.
Me too.
All right.
So I already have like two arrows. What happens to those?
I believe technically you still have it all. So these are all one weight. So yeah, as long as you may have to make a decision about your weight in a little bit, but I think otherwise, you'll have all five of them on you, all six of them on you.
Okay. And then I need, how much is that? 20? Seven.
That's 20. And, Schnarkheim, you can add them to your, gear list as well. And
I will, and I'll probably fill up on bundle of arrows also.
Okay, yeah, so 21 then. This will also be a time if you guys want any other healing items and stuff, if you guys want like different kind of like short handed stuff or anything. But yeah,
I'm gonna get another healing potion or two maybe. But
healing potions cost 50 coin.
I have 167.
Okay.
Also, Florian wants to get her nipple pierced.
Doesn't she already have it?
In the name of her, well, she wants to put Varel's nipple ring right in her own nipple.
I was just about to ask that. Nice. Maybe, I think that would be a role, so we can find a guy for that, because I think...
It's an emergency piercing.
Yeah, an emergency piercing. I was thinking about it too, because Sherry's a halfling as well, and halflings all go barefoot, as we all know. I was thinking maybe in like halfling culture, there's a type of like henna tattoos you can get for fancy decorations on your feet. So maybe she knows somebody who can do up your feet like that and get your piercing as well.
Nice.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty interesting.
I like that.
Yeah. Let's see how that goes, though. So, actually, Florian, can you roll 2d6 plus 2 for Sherry's quality? Because this is just stuff she knows.
A man of your of quality.
Yeah.
You said 2d6 plus 2?
Yes, please. 6. Ooh, huh. Interesting. Okay, so this is a failure.
You said it's a failure?
Unless somebody wants to aid, like, would you want to roll again to try to aid Sherry in this to make your way around, or do you want to just let it slide? Or does somebody else want to, like, roll their bond to aid Sherry in this so that we can get a success, or how are you guys feeling, or do you want the failure to stay?
Failure is always good.
Hey.
If you want to find a halfling henna place, you have to just know where to look.
Well, actually, don't we all want to go?
Well,
that's true. Sherry should know.
Well, that was the quality. So, like, maybe she knows what it is, but I have some other stuff that might be going on in the city that is preventing her from getting over there.
Ooh.
I see. The quality of the information. Got it.
Yes. So, what do you think? Does somebody want to help her now?
I can't help, right? I don't have anything.
You could. I mean, this first roll was for Sherry, so you can roll. I think it'd just be 2d6 flat for you.
Yeah, of course. Next. I want to roll if I can.
Yeah, why not? Roll. Okay, good. Okay, so Florian, since you were the one who rolled both of these, you get a mark 2 points of experience. And
hell yeah.
I think what goes wrong is that the city is in a lot more turmoil than you guys kind of expect it to be, let's say. The big festival's coming up the next day. Everybody's here for the big surprise and stuff. There's going to be a huge celebration, fireworks and everything. So usually the city's busy. Today, though, seems particularly hectic. There's two things, actually, going on in the city that are probably going to hinder you guys from moving around pretty easily. One of the big ones is that Sherry, you guys are looking around trying to see where you go and stuff, Sherry notices there was a recruitment poster a couple sessions back for the Golden Spiral that was signing up for trying to recruit people for their police initiative and stuff. And now it seems like things have changed. Somebody has started crossing out the Golden Spiral on all of these. And it seems like word is going around that the Golden Spiral seems to be divided over this new police initiative, in a sense. And so the city seems to be on a little bit of high alert just with that. And the second thing you guys find are wanted posters for all four of you guys.
Oh, crap, guys.
Significantly.
You really failed. All you wanted was a nipple piercing, and this is what you get.
Well, the fun fact was that this was already happening with the way you guys kind of failed the sneaking home last night away from the big fight. So, but this time what you guys are staring at now, though, it has all four of your guys' pictures on it. It has Snarkheim, it has Bug, it has Sherry, and Florian Bay is depicted as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Bug, you're included in this as well, because since the guards at the tower saw you with Snarkheim, and if Snarkheim was pointed out, they're going to assume you were with him.
Makes sense.
All four of you guys are on these wanted posters now.
I'm so glad to see that my alias is working.
That's all you can say?
It did come to me in a stroke of genius.
Luckily they don't have names, but they got pretty good pictures here of us. What should we do, guys? Do we want to try to sneak around a little bit more, or this?
Florian grabs hers and rolls it up and tucks it in her bag.
I just put on my cloak way ahead of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. This divide, though, in the Golden Spiral divide seems really interesting, though. I wonder what's happening with that.
Do you think it has to do with the cult?
Probably. I can't imagine anything else. It's weird that the cults is divided, though, because what you heard last night was that the whole Golden Spiral was kind of on board buying the, being encouraged and buying items from the tower, right?
I think so. I'm sure they have ulterior motives.
Okay.
But we should obviously get out the, maybe we should take this wanted poster with us and knock any others down that we see on their way.
All right, yeah, we'll move. Yeah. We'll have to move carefully and get what we need.
Quick, someone draw a mustache on them, yeah. On us.
Exactly. all right, yeah, so we can't go to my guy, unfortunately. So I'm gonna, if we need to go get disguises and stuff for tonight, we gotta go somewhere else. So now I need somebody to roll the supply move. When you go to buy something with money on hand, if it's something readily available in the settlement you're in, you can buy it at market price. If it's something special beyond what is usually available here or non-mundane, roll plus charisma. On a 10 plus, you find what you're looking for at a fair price. On a 7-9, you now have to pay more or settle for something similar. So, since Sherry and Florian need to go try to find some stuff for the disguises and stuff, I need Florian to roll the charisma, and we'll give it a plus one because Sherry's going to be helping. 8 plus 1,
yay.
9.
You didn't fail.
So it's going to be expensive or pay more or settle for something similar. Where do you guys end up then? Like, what sort of corner of the city that you guys end up to try to find this out?
This feels strangely like the, quote-unquote prostitution scene in Final Fantasy VII.
What?
Not Pretty Little... What was it? Pretty Woman?
No. In Final Fantasy VII, where Cloud dresses up like a woman.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Understand what you were talking about. Yeah.
No, I know you do. I'm just realizing, why did I bring it up?
Gotcha. Okay. But yeah, so where do you guys want to end? Where is this new little supplier you guys find? Wait, hang on. This is actually a success. Yes. Okay. So special characteristic of the city I forgot about. Everybody who rolls supply, they get a plus one because this city has so much goddamn stuff in it. So yay! You get a plus one from the city and you get a plus one from Sherry. So this is now a 10. You get a success. So you're able to find where you need to go. So you guys are, you're able to find what you need. So so you guys are able to find your place where you can get some, your outfits and stuff, and where you can get your piercings and everything taken care of just fine. What type of outfit does Florian get? Because now your alias is now on a wanted poster. So what do you do?
Yeah, I think she dresses like a guy.
Oh, okay.
I mean, her hair's short already, right? And it was brownish, or
I thought, what was it? You? I thought you got it blonde.
Okay.
Bio and info. Let's see. Let's see. Haircut short, pixie cut, blonde hair, and your other stuff would be like basic eyeliner and some other basic style, sort of makeup and stuff. So
yeah. I think she's gonna look for a mustache.
Okay.
And like maybe a monocle.
Like a goatee kind of thing, kinda.
I was thinking like a curly handlebar kind of thing.
Oh, get some beeswax fancy into there and
hell yeah.
Fancy.
Florian's really always wanted a fancy mustache to play with.
Sure. Okay. Sounds good. Then I think Sherry will go as your date, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds great, Sherry.
Yeah,
will you accompany me to the ball, my Sherry?
Oh, thank you, my Florian. I can't wait to have for a fun night at the party.
Call me Flo, my dear.
Flo.
No, Flo the man.
Call me Rion.
Rion, I like that. Rion. Okay. Cool. Oh, and what type of mask do you get?
my what first mind was a donkey because I'm a total jackass.
Great. Do it, please. I love it. Okay.
Everyone's going to think I take it in the ass.
Oh, no. It's an open party. Everybody's got an open mind.
Yeah, or you're something open. Else that's open.
Oh, gaping God. Mind.
So
wide open.
So I think, yeah, so Sherry gets her henna tattoos on her feet done and gets like a green dress and ooh, maybe like an eagle mask or something. I think that fits. Yeah, like some sort of like night predator type of thing.
How about like a bush baby? Maybe huge eyes.
Bush. Oh, one of those little things. Yeah, I think that'd be pretty cute. Cute. Bush baby. Yeah, these little guys. Very cute. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you guys are going as a donkey and a bush baby. All right. Sounds good. I think this is Sherry's contact, so she'll pay for it.
Yeah, I'm thinking I want okay. a mask.
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah, so I'm going to turn into either an otter or a muskrat. But right. I figure maybe I want to have a mask of something slightly bigger, so I'll get a beaver mask.
Get a beaver mask. Okay.
Oh my god, wait. You're going to be a
predatorial tiny... enough?
Are you going to be an otter muskrat? With a beaver mask? Well, no. When he transforms, all of his possessions and belongings transform with him. So if he's going to be an otter, it's going to be everything will be an otter.
So he doesn't get a mask?
He can have one if he wants one.
I Yay, want a mask just so to cute. Disguise just to disguise myself when I'm not an animal.
Okay. Pay a coin and you'll get a mask. They're pretty simple. They're available. Bug, do you want a mask now or?
Yeah, I figure I might as well have one.
Okay.
I mean, I'm looking at my iron mask I have here. I figure it's probably not the best to go into a.
Yeah, Sherry, like, Sherry puts a hand on his thing to Bug, we are literally going to people we suspect to be acolytes of this cult. Do not do that.
You might be onto something there.
Wait, what did he do?
Nothing yet.
He was going to wear the iron mask to the masquerade and if your parents are part of the cult, they would know that mask.
Do we got any lizard masks around here?
There's some dragon mask around for sure.
Something.
Yeah.
But that's more like the aggressive mask. I'll be the top predator. All we expect is to do horrible things to people.
I don't... Bug, nobody's going to look at you and think top predator. Don't worry about it.
That's funny. I want a fish mask.
A fish? Okay. Yeah, that a shark?
Oh,
a fish?
My God.
Okay.
No.
I'm thinking you just lay there like dead fish.
There you go. Okay. Bug and Snarkheim pay a coin for a mask. And
yeah, got their stuff. I will. Fish mask.
Okay. One of the things, it's Sherry's contact, so she'll pay for Florian and her stuff and everything. But Bug, as we're walking around, I think you said before this is a time you wanted to try out the mask. You did want to try out the iron mask. So what do you think?
I did. As we're walking out the store, I put my new, I have my fish mask on, kind of making fun with it. And I take it off, put it in my bag, and there I see the other mask. I'm like,
Okay.
And I kind of like look at it and decide to just put it on, I guess, as we're walking along.
Do you think this is a Defy Danger Constitution or Defy Danger Intelligence?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what I'm feeling as I like, grab the mask, bring it closer to my face. Do I sense something from this? Am I supposed to be able to sense anything from it, or is it not until I put it on that I might feel like something like the mask like attaching or like being attracted to me or draining or something like that in some way?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. Kind of may feel kind of similar to your cloak, like when the hood's down, it doesn't do anything, doesn't feel like anything. But as soon as you put the hood up, that's when you feel the magic happening. So you are not a magic person, so I don't think you would be able to feel magic until it was like activated on your face.
Sure, makes sense. I think either wisdom or constitution makes sense for this mask. And if for this, well, to try on the mask, that is.
Well, I was
for
this thinking
particular mask, constitution makes sense.
I was thinking intelligence because it's direct. It's going on your face.
I guess that makes sense. Okay. Intelligence or constitution then?
Yeah. So either one. Which one are you feeling?
It doesn't matter. It's the same for me, regardless. In terms of roles.
Then how are you trying to kind of defy the danger? I see what you mean.
I approach it with curiosity.
Okay.
So I'd say intelligence is probably the way to go.
Yeah. Defy danger, con is by enduring, and intelligence is by quick thinking. Oh, I guess wisdom is through mental fortitude. So maybe wisdom is correct here then.
Okay.
Up to you. Which one makes more sense? Like, what is Bug trying to do?
Yeah, I sense the mask. I feel it like kind of like maybe pulsing with some sort of weird feeling. And I decided to just try to put it on. And like, I think it's a mental fortitude. That makes sense to me.
Okay, so wisdom roll then. 10. You succeed. So when you put it on, you definitely feel something affect you right away. Because as the rules of this mask, when you put it on, you also get a -1 to all wisdom and charisma rolls. So
okay.
You immediately feel like it is draining on you in a way. And your body feels bigger than it is. And it's just like you have this sort of aura around you now that feels like maybe you can take a bigger hit than you think you could.
Mm-hmm. All right, I have this mask on. Hey guys, do I look any different with this mask? Do you notice anything? Do I look stronger?
Oh,
am I there?
Yeah, everybody's here. Everybody's here. Everybody can comment on this if you want.
Guys, this mask is very weird. I don't know if I should put it on.
It looks heavy. Are you feeling okay?
Well, I feel kind of heavy. I feel okay though. Nothing too crazy is happening here. So I feel like someone hit me. I feel like I can take it.
Florian immediately slaps him.
Great.
Hit you.
Florian, roll your damage.
We both hate.
Okay, everybody roll your damage dice then. Everybody hit him.
Oh, I'm so weak.
Oh, wow. Oh, sorry. Sorry, my bad. Wait. Here we go.
4 damage. So
Florian's getting a character.
I feel nothing.
Oh, yeah, because you're wearing leather armor right now. So
exactly.
So your armor right now is 4. So you don't take any damage from this.
Guys, I'm invincible.
Oh no.
Someone take his mask off me.
Quick, throw him.
You can't throw me, I'm too heavy now.
Oh, why did Varel have to die so soon? The things he missed.
I got that dagger.
Quick, jump off the building.
You're right.
Yeah, let's go.
Suddenly I feel for the first time using this mask, I feel a sudden drain on my energy. Like, whew, actually, I take it off, put it back in my bag. Guys, that was intense. Also, I think I have a couple bruises where you hit me.
Let me try.
No, there shouldn't be any bruises where you got it. It just, you're just able to take it, no problem. No
they're
injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe survive. That. Yeah.
Now that I took the mask off, I was like, oh, it kind of did hurt. Oh. Yeah.
Well, as you guys are kind of wandering around still, you see like members of like you still see like a lot of guards and stuff that are walking around, checking things out, making sure things are safe. Right now, though, they're not looking right at you guys. They seem to be more distracted by it seems like some sort of like two groups of the Golden Spiral seem to be having a conflict in the middle of the street. But they haven't quite started fighting yet, but they are everything. The seams in the spiral are getting pretty heated, it seems.
What do you guys think is happening over there? Do you want to check it out? They seem to be arguing.
Should we wait for it to die down and then we can go talk to them?
Oh, wait. But they know our faces, don't they?
Well, not the guards, stupid. The not golden Florian. Spiral.
Oh, well. They also know our faces, don't they?
I've got a mask. The only face that they might know should have been Varel's.
Oh. That's right. Because he's the one that messed with their leader.
And
or with one of their leaders.
And had a boxing match with him in the middle of the arena and stuff. So
yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, that's why I think like they probably only know Varel. And he wasn't with you guys at all when that was going down. So
that's right. If anyone, it'd be the guards and like maybe the cults that would maybe know of our faces at this point.
Right. Okay. So then if you guys are going to wait and talk to the Golden Spiral, you see one group who's kind of in like the more of the identical uniforms and stuff. And you see the other side who is wearing much more like adventurer's gear and has like a red band around their arm where across with their symbol of the Golden Spiral would be. So which group do you want to talk to?
So there's like the more traditional garbed people and then the more adventure garbed people.
Yeah. Like kind of like the new thing that we've been seeing from the Golden Spiral is that they started handing out like identical uniforms and stuff for, to be more, so they can be getting this kind of more police initiative type of thing. And so like you see them kind of you see one group wearing these new identical uniforms and other people using like typical adventure gear, like you would expect.
Gotcha.
What are you thinking?
I want to talk to the less uniformed people. They seem nicer.
Okay, great. So as the city guards, though, break up the fights and everybody kind of clears off, there's kind of four, like an adventurers group, basically, you guys can go over and talk to. Like there's like a warrior in the front, more of like a wizard and a healer in the back, and an elf with an archer and stuff. So if you guys want to go over and talk to them, you can.
I'm already there. Hey, what's going on? I thought you guys were part of the same group.
Oh, you know, things are just changing recently. Things are getting really heated in the Golden Spiral. These assholes over here, they want to do this weird police work thing. And we just want to keep doing the fighting and the regular adventure stuff that we've been doing.
Police work for who?
Who are you?
You know, you probably haven't heard of me. It's just a passerby, but I've seen your sort around, and I just happen to be just a I can't talk. I can't think in the moment.
Florian, do you want to jump in and save him from getting himself tongue tied?
I was happy to let him just tie his tongue up.
Looks like he had it.
I thought I had it, and then I lost what I was trying to say, and something about I thought.
You must have seen our posters recently about the new recruitment they've been doing, right? You're interested in that?
Interested is a word. Interested about it.
But why are they doing it?
They think they're going to make the world safer. And I don't see how it was any different they're doing before. And I really don't want to wear those uniforms.
But those
I don't think you're there.
But the uniforms look good.
They look kind of stuffy.
Maybe it's just... True. The whole way they were getting set up, changing adventurous stuff to military stuff, it just didn't feel right. A lot of us just didn't want to do it.
You're right. You shouldn't have to do what they say.
Yeah. And now that one of our leaders seemingly died last night, I think things have changed. So hopefully things can go back.
Last night?
Yeah, he died out in some warehouse, we think. We don't know. They found a lot of bodies of a big fight in the warehouses, some warehouses. We still haven't found our fallen comrade, but hopefully we'll see what's going on.
Well, that is unfortunate.
Yeah.
So my condolences.
What did this guy look like? Who was he?
He was Murda Rin. He was an ancient rank adventurer, or I guess soon to be general rank adventurer. He was like a dwarf, and I don't know, short guy, liked to use a couple hand axes. You might have seen him around.
He's the one who died?
Yeah, he died. We think he died last night.
Oh, you think he died? Did you guys like not? Was he not recognizable? Is he missing, or what happened? Where's the remains there? I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just so curious about this now.
Yeah.
We think he's at least missing. We haven't been able to find him or even a body since last night.
What a mystery. But yeah. You said there was a body there?
There was a couple bodies in like a big fight in a warehouse district. A couple of his close followers were there.
Wow. So you think that these guys did it? These guys that you're yelling at here?
Oh, no. That's something different.
Okay.
General Murda was a big proponent of this police group stuff. And with him gone, there's a bunch of us who are trying to put things back to the old adventurer ways.
Wait, so this dwarf guy was a proponent of the police work?
Yeah, he was really pushing for it big. And he was highly respected, so a lot of us went along with it.
What did you think of him?
He as an adventurer, he was incredible. There's no doubt in anybody's minds of his efforts and what he could do, but
you disagreed.
Yeah, the police stuff seemed just like bullshit, and just
he kind of flipped the script on you guys, it sounds like.
What do you mean?
Well, it sounds like he was for the old way, and then he suddenly became for the new way.
Oh, no. He's kind of, once he got into power, he was always kind of pushing a little bit for us to kind of become more military in a way. And a lot of people respected him, and a lot of the rookies and stuff got trained under him.
And hey, so a quick question. It has nothing to do with any of this, of course not. But have you, by any chance, heard of the Cult of the Salamander? I mean, those guys?
Bug, roll a Defy Nature Charisma, please.
I'm so glad I don't have the mask on right now.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
I marked XP.
Cult? What cult are you talking about? Do you know what happened to our leader?
I don't know anything about your leader. I hear word around town. This is a, the little crackpot, tinfoil hat theories. I hear these weird cults talking about salamanders, lizards, dragons. I don't know. It's pretty weird.
Stop your crazy talk. You know that that kind of thing hasn't been around for like centuries.
Right. They're all eyeing Bug like really suspiciously.
Well, anyways, guys,
it's been good talking with you.
It's been really nice. I really hope you guys get your group back in order, back to the old ways. That's the best way.
Back to the old ways. Good luck, you guys. Independent subcontractor. Have a good time.
Weren't you guys on the wanted posters?
Mm-hmm.
I have a mustache.
I think he's looking at Bug, I guess, would be the big thing. Because Bug's been talking to him this whole time. So Bug is not in a disguise of any kind right now. So
I am not. I don't know. I got a mask, but I don't have it on right now.
Hey, guards, I think these are the people you're looking for.
Hey, look over there! I point and try to just have him turn around and throw my cloak on and try to dash off.
Roll charisma again. Mark XP.
I did!
Great. Yeah, I think you see a group of like five guards come over, and as they're coming over to talk to everyone else, and the adventurers just go, "Hey, that I don't know where that little guy ran off of, but these three people are with them." As he points to Snarkheim, Sherry, and Florian in a mustache. I think Sherry just goes, "Okay, we gotta go. We gotta go now. We gotta run."
Okay. I turn into an animal right now and run off if I can.
Roll shapeshift. What are you transforming into?
Roll. A muskrat. Transform into a skunk.
Roll wisdom. 7. Okay. Nope, you get only get the 7.
Okay. Yeah, the 7.
So you get 2 hold. What animal do you transform into?
Muskrat.
Great. Okay. You transform into a little muskrat. What do you try and do? Just run away?
Yeah, I just scamper off and hide. Okay.
Spend one of the holds. Spend one of the hold then to run away or roll a Defy Nature Charisma. How are you feeling?
I think it feels like a Defy Danger.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't have to. Because you succeed in the transformation, you have these 2 holds that lets you do something in animal form. So you can just spend a hold instead of rolling to get away.
Right. I'm willing to roll for it.
Okay, roll dexterity. Florian, what are you doing?
Dexterity?
Yeah, dexterity.
Why? What am I doing?
Oh, did you use your hold?
I thought I was rolling charisma.
No, why would you roll charisma? You're trying to run away. Said,
if I didn't, do you want charisma? But
no, I didn't. I said dexterity.
I stick with what I say.
Okay. If this was a confusion, I mean, we can retcon it. You can just spend hold instead.
No. This is what's meant to be.
Okay. Florian, what do you do?
Dang, it's too late. There's too much hubbub for a quiet showing of the dude's remains that I have.
Oh, the little sand? Why would they know that those are the remains?
Good point.
You throw the sand at them. This is what's left of your precious leader. Yeah.
Pocket sand. Let's go.
Pocket sand.
Can I please actually do that?
Yeah. I think that would still.
I have pocket sand. It's true.
I think that would be dexterity still to throw it.
But am I going to use it all if I throw it?
There's a big group of people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. Would you be using all of it?
Oh, I don't
want to
do that.
You could do something different then. She
strongly considers it. Yeah. Instead, you have she takes a dirt from the ground and throws it at it.
You have a lot of other stuff you could do as well. So, what do you want to do?
I mean, everyone's just running away, right?
Yeah, that's the goal, to run away. Okay, yeah. So, what do you do then to get away?
Wow. So, they called the guards already.
They're there. Yes, they're coming.
Dang!
I want to give Florian a chance to act and do something, especially because people, I guess part of the failure for Snarkheim will be like, oh my God, this dude just transformed. What the hell?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a problem.
I'm just sitting there.
But the guards are coming. I can't like pretend that he's my traveling performance animal or something.
Well, especially with this adventurer group pointing at the three of you, like, oh, well, you guys knew this guy on the wanted list.
I see this little tiny muskrat, and I see it, I know his boss, so I'm gonna swoop in. I'd like to swoop in and try to just hide him under my cloak.
Well, I want Florian to do something real quick, because you're kind of...
Okay.
Yeah.
Florian, what do you do?
Gosh, I'm really, like, sucking at this right now. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I mean, do you want to play something? What does Florian want to do to try to make this go better, I guess?
I mean, she was thinking of making a distraction, but there's so many rock distractions ballad already.
Rock ballad.
I mean, we could just do something. It doesn't have to be specifically one of these moves. You could just do something and we'll roll out Defy Danger.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you have something in mind that you're trying to...
I don't know, because I know you would be pretty good at like doing like a sort of like a distraction with magic or sort of thing, but
yeah.
We're in the alleys, right? Can you like do something weird with like your music bouncing off the walls, confusing everyone?
Where are weird visions? What's the setting right now?
So I was kind of imagining that you guys are not on one of these like main roads you guys are seeing on the map right now. I was imagining like you guys are on a little bit of a smaller road, but still pretty busy type of thing. So like there's still like a lot of people and stuff around you guys. But I think like there are like buildings and stuff. If there's an alley or something you guys want to run through, it's there. You can have it if you need it. We'll just have to roll and see how well that goes.
And how many people are around, like, within our vision?
Tens? Hundreds?
Oh, God. Okay.
Probably tens, I would think.
I don't really feel like there's much I can do with all these people and stuff. But, dude, Schnorkheim's already transformed.
Yep.
It's done.
Okay. Done. Then, Bug, what do you want to do?
Well... Schnorkheim, I see him being an adorable little helpless muskrat, so I just swoop in and take him under my cloak.
Okay. I think that's still going to be a dexterity because you're going to have to... You may be invisible, but I mean, for anybody
to... The guards are closing in on him and everything, it's fine.
Yeah, there's a group of guards coming up and stuff, the adventurers group right there, so people would recognize an invisibility spell because there are wizards and stuff that can do that. So
true.
You would have to, that would be a dexterity for you. 9.
Ooh.
Okay. Somebody could aid here so that it goes better.
Aid. He can just jump into my arms.
Yeah.
He doesn't know I'm there though.
I could probably, I don't know you're there.
You can smell me.
Yeah, you have a nose. I mean, you could tell. You've seen him go invisible and stuff before, so maybe there's a part of you that's
once that you get aware. Close, I probably sense you.
Okay, yeah. Then roll 2d6 plus the number of bonds you have with Bug.
Okay, let me see real quick.
You have 1, so 2d6 plus 1.
I have 2 with Bug, kind of.
Do you?
Kind of.
Yeah, it's. I have one that says Florian and Bug in there.
Yeah, I'll count it. Roll to plus 2.
Okay.
You can even use your hold, so it just succeeds as well.
Yeah, you have a hold still.
You have 2 holds still, so it's up to you.
Just use your roll. Use a hold.
You can just say you use a hold, and you're in his arms away.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to do the 2d6 plus 2, but it's slash roll.
Yes.
But yeah, I'll use a hold.
Okay. Yeah, it's a forward slash, or no, backslash roll 1 or 2d6.
I see what I did wrong already.
Okay, good. But yeah, so spend that hold. You have 1 hold left, and when you spend that last hold, you'll immediately turn back into a halfling. So you're in his arms and invisible, though. And I think Sherry just goes over to Florian like, okay, Florian, we gotta go. We gotta run. These guys, maybe we can try to get away from them in the alleyways. Let's go.
Florian is, I don't know, having a moment. She's freaked out by the fighting or something.
Right. I mean, your buddy just Your buddy just died last night, so maybe there's a little bit like,
trauma from like guards being called and stuff.
Yeah, my chaos has consequences for me. Interesting. So I think then in this case, then are you more following Sherry or are you trying to run away as well? It sounds like you're trying to just follow Sherry. Okay. I think this is just Sherry's quality again then. So roll 2d6 plus 2. 11. Great. Okay.
Nice.
So you guys are able to duck into some alleys and she's able to lead you away and stuff. And everybody is able to get away from everyone and stuff. But
easy peasy.
Yeah. So
we learned some good information.
All right.
We learned that the cult has already obviously infiltrated the
Adventurers Guild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Golden Spiral.
What were they called again? Golden Spiral. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's something to know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And just a reminder too, their symbol is the golden ratio. So all of the guys who are part of this guild have this image somewhere on their uniform, armor in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Even like regular adventurers have it just like on either a piece of leather or something on a bag. And the one above it, the one with the slash through it, those are seemingly like a new sort of faction that are coming out of it. So
that's the police version of it?
The police version of it is the regular version. The one with the line through it is now this new group that seems to be breaking from what the rest of the guild, the Golden Spiral, is trying to do.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
The ones that want to revert back to the old ways or whatever.
Yeah, just want to be regular adventurers and stuff.
Gotcha.
Okay. So where do you guys go from here? Do you guys need to buy anything else? Do you guys need any more supplies or anything? Or do we want to head back and rest up a little bit more at the safe house?
So before... I wasn't able to get my nipple pierced, was I?
Oh, no, you were.
You were.
Oh, yay!
You succeeded on that.
That's all that matters.
That was part of the role to get all your stuff.
So got it.
Everybody, you were able to get it pierced.
Okay.
Figured it out.
Yep. Okay.
I wear mine like a ring. I just wear mine on my pinky.
It might be a little too big ring for the halflings.
Maybe.
It might actually be like a...
I figured it out.
It would probably be like a thumb ring for them. Or something.
Maybe.
Good thing their nipples are the size of the thumb.
Probably turning it into a necklace.
Yeah.
This.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Just put it on like a piece of leather or something and tie it around your neck.
I think if we got everything we need, Amancy, we need to go. Let's just get to your parents' house. When does the shindig start?
What's up? I look outside the window.
Sundown or soon, right? Okay. Probably getting pretty close. Yeah.
Good.
Okay. So out of character though, I mean, since we're gonna go do this big thing, this might be a good place right now. We're gonna take a quick break. So then we'll do the whole break in and stuff after that and have that be the rest of the session. What do you guys think?
I think that's a good idea. I'm getting to the point where I'm getting a little hungry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And got some food in me.
Okay.
And yeah.
So we'll take a little break. If there's going to be a rest too, everybody should heal up. And this would be the time for Florian to level up as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. Oh, did Florian level up just now?
Yup.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she's going to get a good move. Alrighty. I'm going to end the recording right here then. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at DrawnMaps and poorlymap@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe on your podcast app of choice. See you next time.